I'm Natalie Liu, and you're listening to the Baggage Reclaim Sessions. Hello, hello. How are you doing? So last week, so that's May 2020, in case you happen to be listening in the future, I briefly mentioned on my Instagram stories that I was absolutely loving the TV adaptation of the novel Normal People by Irish novelist Sally Rooney. It is the story of the very complex relationship between two teenagers who become friends, you might say, while at secondary school, and who then go on to have a casual and secret relationship. And then they end up at the same university. And it basically tells the story of how they weave in and out of each other's lives. And in the midst of the pain and turmoil that each of them are experiencing, as well as the toll that the relationship takes on each of them, it's also interspersed with, you know, their actual friendship. And there's sometimes a level of tenderness there. Anyway, I'm not giving away any massive plot lines here. But after I mentioned that I was loving watching the series, my inbox blew up. And this went on for a few days, actually, where people were saying, I saw you mention Normal People a few days back, and I just had to tell you where I was at with it. And what it's done, I think, is really pushed a lot of people's buttons around casual relationships, friends with benefits, secret relationships, the nature of friendship when sex is involved, and also, like, is it love, is it not love? And what I want to focus on today, because it was really at the heart of pretty much every conversation I had over DM last week, is what I actually think of casual relationships, like why we run into problems with them. I'm not actually going to get into Normal People because, honestly, if you haven't read the book, I highly recommend that you do. Or even if you're not going to read the book, then yeah, definitely watch the show. It's on BBC iPlayer here in England. I think it's Hulu in the US, and I'm not sure how it's airing in other countries, but honestly, look it up. Anyway, over the last almost 15 years since I started Baggage Reclaim, I have seen an awful lot of people in pain over a casual relationship, whether it is secret or not. And the reason is that as humans, we do not like to be treated casually. Nobody puts baby in the corner. We do not like it. We convince ourselves that we are okay with being treated casually. We convince ourselves that we are okay with being in a casual setup. But when push comes to shove, when we are further down the road, we struggle with it. In my book, Love, Care, Trust, and Respect, I talk about how casual relationships are like 0 hours contracts. So these are employments where basically, you're not contracted for any hours. You just get called in, you know, at the drop of a hat. You don't have the same benefits as somebody who has contracted hours, who is a full-on employee. And yes, this can give you a degree of freedom and flexibility, but it can also mean that you don't know whether you are coming or going. It means that you are treated very casually by your employer. In some companies, they will actually treat you with a great level of disrespect. And the reason why we might take on work like that is because it's we're trying to meet financial, you know, our economic needs. It might be what we have to do to survive. But obviously, doing that type of work beyond a short-term basis can wreak havoc. It's okay when we have another form of steady employment, when we've managed to establish some level of pattern, so we have a fairly good idea of how much money is coming in, but it can take its toll on us emotionally, mentally, physically. And of course, we don't have any security with it. Now, let's get back to a casual relationship. So a casual relationship is a relationship, well, that's basically not a relationship. There are often the fringe benefits of a relationship, like the chatting, the companionship, yes, the sex, the emotional support, maybe in terms of maybe feeling as if we can offload or we can be the listener. And yeah, we get to basically enjoy the fringe benefits without the trappings of a relationship. So without commitment, without feeling that there are expectations as such, without feeling that we or they have to be and do the things that might add an officialness to the proceedings, which in our mind or theirs might lead to problems. Now, the thing is, we as humans do not like being treated casually. And casual relationships are set up at the start with the impression that it is a mutual arrangement, that each person has a mutual appreciation, a mutual outlook on what is going to take place. And this may well be the case on day zero, day one, day 10 or whatever, but it actually might not be. So we might enter into this arrangement at that precise moment in our short-term mentality, believing that this is cool for us. But actually, that might scratch an itch that day, that week, but we may not have given thought to our future self or our real self. We might be trying to satisfy a need. So we might say, oh, do you know what? I feel lonely, or I haven't been touched for a while, or whatever it might be. And so in that moment when somebody is offering this, and we might feel like, well, look, this is all that's on offer, or it's better than nothing, or, you know, well, this suits me now because I don't really want to get into something. We're like, oh, this works. But we are unlikely to have given serious thought to the consequences of entering into this. And we may have convinced ourselves that we will actually be more okay with this than we actually are. In these situations, certainly over time, if not from the get-go, there is somebody who is advancing their self-interest at the expense of the other person. Now, some may be aware of it and not care that they are doing that, but often it's actually out of their awareness and they've convinced themselves that this isn't what that is. And, you know, this is a mutual agreement. This is friendship. But actually, when each person takes a really, really close look at what is going on, who's really driving things, who's maybe holding back on who they really are, what they really feel, what they really need, want, etc., somebody is benefiting from the fact that somebody else is not taking care of themselves as much as they should. Somebody is benefiting because even though they have a level of awareness that maybe there's something a little bit off about what they're doing, they are like, well, this suits me. Now, when we embark on this casual relationship, as I said, we can have this impression that, you know, oh yeah, you know, we're totally cool. But this all depends on our level of self-awareness and how honest we are with ourselves. And something I see far too much of are arrangements that start with one of the people who is already au fait with this kind of thing saying, now, you know, I just want to, you know, reiterate, you know, like, you know, you're going to be cool with this. You're not going to catch feelings, are you? You know, I've been with other people and, you know, they get the wrong idea. And I just want to make sure, you know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, I've been in these situations a few times and they all get the wrong impression. They all end up falling for me. There ends up being friction. And I just want to make sure that that's not going to happen with us because you know, I don't want to lose your friendship, or I don't want there to be a problem. So, you know, we're cool, right? Yeah. Now, we might turn around and be like, yeah, of course, because we don't like to see ourselves in the way that the other person has portrayed it. You know, we then imagine, oh gosh, like we're one of these people who gets needy and demanding or high maintenance or whatever, when actually that isn't what the other person is describing. And what this person who is already very au fait with casual relationships hasn't actually considered is we are each the common denominator in our life. We are the only person who shows up to every act, every scene, every moment of our life. If we have had several casual relationships, or however many they are, and in each of those situations, or in a number of them, however many it might be, there have been instances where the person has, in our mind, got the wrong end of the stick, had too many expectations, caught feelings for us, you know, started to think, oh, wow, the sex is so amazing that maybe we should stay together and whatever else it might be. As much as, yes, the other person is responsible for their side of the street, what we have to look at is, what are we bringing to the table in that situation? What are we saying or doing or not saying or not doing that is contributing to repeatedly finding ourselves in situations where we're going, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, hands off. I told you how things were in the beginning. And they're going, you know, I don't understand. You know, you're confusing me. And you know, I'm starting to have feelings or whichever else. And it's like, well, I told you from the beginning that, you know, I don't want a relationship. But what happens in these casual situations is we use the fact that we have said that it is a casual relationship to give ourselves a get out of jail free card. And that get out of jail free card can work in a few ways. So it might be that because we've said it's a casual relationship, we will then say to ourselves that even when we notice that we have certain needs, that maybe certain things don't feel right, we'll be like, do you know what? I don't have to think about that. I don't have to feel the feelings around that. I don't have to do anything about it because I said that that this is a casual relationship. I said that I wanted to be in it. We might say, oh, you know, I could say something about that, but I'm going to avoid speaking up about it or having a boundary around it because, well, you know, this is a casual relationship. I said that I was okay with this. We will also use a get out of jail free card when we become aware that there is more to this than we maybe anticipated, in the sense that we recognize that the other person is maybe feeling a certain way or behaving in a girlfriend or boyfriend or relationshipy kind of way. And then we'll say, well, you know, I told them that I don't want a relationship. I told them, you know, that I'm not interested in commitment. I told them this, I told them that. And so it's like, I don't have to actually consider what is happening or do anything about it because, well, you know, I told them. And where things, I think, particularly fall down when the term friendship is involved is this. So in a casual situation, you'll have one person, for instance, who is like, well, they are not going to do the dodgy thing, the crappy thing, because, you know, we are friends. And then you have the other person going, well, we are friends. And so they know what I'm like. So they shouldn't be surprised that I am doing what I'm doing. And what I also then see, and this is the next thing where it falls down, is that a lot of casual relationships are made more palatable by putting the descriptor of friendship on it. It's like taking something that maybe isn't in our best interests and tying a bow around it and calling it, you know, friendship. And this then makes it okay because it's like, oh, we are friends. But even saying that we are friends creates a level of expectation. Again, we as humans do not like to be treated casually. So with little regard, with little care, with little concern, with little sense of responsibility or accountability, you know, no attachments, no anything. Yeah, most humans cannot handle that. They might be able to handle it for a short amount of time, but not for any ongoing period. But also, on the flip side of that, even though we might actually be treating somebody and actually regarding them in a casual manner, we don't like to see ourselves as somebody who is doing that, unless we're somebody who is empathy deficient. And obviously there's a whole other set of problems in there. And so what can then happen is that we call something friendship when really it isn't. It's like, because we've now started sleeping with this person, that it just feels better to say, oh, we are friends, like friends with benefits, rather than this is somebody who I have maybe a level of interaction with, but basically we're using each other for sex. So we don't necessarily want to see it like that. We want to see it as friendship. And the more time that we spend with this person, the more that we actually want to convince ourselves that it's a friendship, which then also continues to add to these expectations that even though it's a casual relationship, you know, even though it is not a relationship, that the person will at the very least treat us as a friend, which should in theory afford us a pretty reasonable level of love, care, trust, and respect. But this isn't actually what happens all the time. What we have to immediately recognize about entering into a casual relationship is that it is emblematic of us being casual about ourselves in some way. We may be being casual about who we are, what we need, what we desire, expect, feel, and think. In fact, it might be beyond being casual. We might be apathetic about it. And if we are, we might give little thought to entering into a casual relationship and how that might impact beyond, you know, the immediate, you know, gratification of it beyond the short term. Because it's like, oh, well, I'm already avoiding myself in a lot of ways, so I'm not going to think about that stuff. This suits me right now. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. You know, future self, future me will deal with it. So we can be very casual about our needs, expectations, desires, feelings, and opinions. And that might be something that we have always done, or it might be reflective of where we are at that particular time. It might be reflective of us having been through a level of difficulty, you know, with something that's going on in our life, and then we're feeling low, and it feels like such an effort to maybe take care of us. So like, this just seems like easy. But when we are being casual about who we are, what we need, what we want, what we expect, what we feel, what we think, we are sidelining ourselves, and we are potentially entering us into a situation that is going to open us up to pain. When we are the driver of a casual situation, we also then still might be being casual about who we are, what we need, etc. But it can also be that we are casual about responsibility in this sort of hands-off approach of, well, it's there, they're willing to give it, I'm up for taking it. You know, we're both grown-ups here, which is the common refrain of people who are in casual relationships. So, you know, I don't really kind of have to stress myself about it. So casual about other people's needs, other people's expectations, other people's feelings, thoughts, desires. So there is this theme of each person is being casual about something, possibly about just themselves, but possibly about the other person as well. What has to be also recognized, and this becomes the big source of pain further down the road, is that somebody ends up feeling used, taken advantage of, you know, feels like a fool or whichever else. And the thing then that I have to stress to people is I totally get that. Like, nobody wants to feel like dial-a-lay. Nobody wants to feel like they're the equivalent of going on Uber Eats or Deliveroo or whatever and like ordering up a takeaway. Like, we want to feel in some way that we matter. We want to feel recognized. We don't want to feel like discardable, used, whatever that might be. But what we have to recognize in these situations, and this is to help us to take care of our own side of the street and to recognize how we might have got into a situation and to avoid getting into that scenario where we're almost like trying to villainize the other person because of how we now recognize that we feel in the aftermath of it, is this. When we enter into a casual relationship, you've got two people who are basically using each other for various reasons. They may be very, very aware of it, or they may have low awareness of it, right? Because obviously, if we're deceiving ourselves in certain ways, if we don't want to see certain things, then we're not going to think about that kind of thing. Now, it's very easy further down the road when the nature of things has become apparent to be like, oh my gosh, like this person is totally using me. And that it doesn't mean that we are not being used. But what we have to recognize is that we entered into the situation and allowed us to be used because we thought that we were going to get what we wanted out of the situation. So we were like, well, maybe I'm going to get attention or affection or companionship, or maybe this could lead to a relationship further down the line. Or it's like, oh, I get to avoid something else altogether, or whatever it might be. So we were also using them in our own way. That doesn't mean that whatever dodginess that the person has done, maybe shown a lack of care, whatever, isn't an issue. But when we recognize that we have allowed ourselves to be used because of what we thought we would get back in return, and now that that hasn't panned out, we're like, hold up a second, what the hell do you think you're playing at? Then we get to actually take ownership of that and make the choices that support us treating ourselves with love, care, trust, and respect. Because, and here's the deal. A lot of people treat casual relationships like backdoor entry to a relationship. This is something I wrote about years ago, and I'll include a link within the show notes, which will be at baggagereclaim.co.uk/183. Rather than being honest about who they are, what they need, expect, want, etc., they pretend that they are less, they pretend that they need and want less than they actually do. Because then it's like low vulnerability. You know, I don't want to scare them off by, you know, showing them all of myself now. What I'm going to do is, you know, we're going to be friends and we're going to like sleep together. And then like, we're just going to have such a good time together that at some point they're going to turn around and be like, do you know what? I think we should be in a relationship. I think that we should live happily ever after. It's a backdoor route to a relationship. Think of it like those 0% APR introductory offers that we get for credit cards. So the typical offer would be like 0% APR, 0% balance transfers for however long. And the idea is, of course, that we sign up for that credit card and then we end up staying on after the 0% APR offer has expired. Now, casual relationships actually work on the same premise, with somebody basically giving a low introductory APR offer to them. It's like, let me audition for you. Let me show you who you could be with. I'm just going to let you fall for me through this casual thing without actually having to fully risk myself. Because maybe if we dated, maybe if I actually had needs and said, actually, these are my standards, these are my boundaries. You know, maybe if I expected more of myself, what if they turn around and disappoint me? What if they turn around and say, oh, you don't want to have a casual relationship? Oh, that's okay. I'll skip on down the road and sleep with somebody else. So we want to keep ourselves in the running. So we're like, I'm going to do a show and tell, with the idea being that this person will buy into the idea of having a relationship with us. That as a result of our people pleasing, our accommodating, our hiding our needs, our pretending to be cool with things that we're not, by having low expectations of them, not putting pressure on them, being patient, whatever else it might be, that this person will be like, oh, wow, look how amazing he or she is. Do you know what, right? I should gift them with a relationship. Yeah, that's what I should do. I should gift them with a relationship. Hold on, where's my phone? Let me text them right now. Yeah, that's not what happens. So sometimes when we get these low introductory APR offers, whatever, we end up keeping the card. And it's not necessarily because we want to, but because we just didn't get around to basically canceling it or, you know, transferring the balance over to somewhere else where we could get a better deal. And what can then happen is we end up sort of now having this thing, but we don't really want it. It's just like comfortable, it's there, and it's like we're just sort of ticking boxes. Or what some people are very good at doing is once the expectation from the company is, you know, you're paying a higher APR, there's certain expectations, they just transfer the balance elsewhere and they start all over again. Something similar also happens with casual relationships. So sometimes they drag on and on and on. And not because they're going anywhere, but it's like it's become like an old slipper. Things are just ticking along and it suits each person to a certain extent, but it's like there's an awkward conversation to be had at some point, but nobody really wants to have that. And not dealing with this means that we don't have to deal with something else. And so it rumbles on and on. But what some people do is because they're very committed to being in a casual setup and avoiding commitments, when the current partner turns around and says, hey, you know, what's the deal? Like, you know, where is this headed? Like, what are we doing here? They just give them the chop and they start the next arrangement. Something else that we need to acknowledge as well is that, as I said, when we are casual or damn near apathetic about who we are and what we need, want, expect, etc., we have low awareness of our intentions, and we also are doing things that maybe contradict what we said that we were getting into. So what I mean by this is that another source of tension and friction and feeling marginalized and underappreciated and shortchanged is approaching a casual relationship, but with our relationship hat on. And I can't remember which episode I said it in before, but I think it's in the recruiter mindset episode, actually, and I'll link to that as well. But we have to decide which hat we're wearing, right? We can't have sex hat and relationship hat on at the same time. Because, of course, if we're in a relationship, then sex comes with that. But if we enter into a situation on a sexual basis, that's our sex hat. And we can't have our sex hat on and then have relationship expectations. But we also can't say that we're in a casual relationship, but then start behaving like we are like their girlfriend or boyfriend or their partner. We can't then be like, oh, well, I know I said it was this, but actually I'm going to start behaving like this, because then this will then let them know, you know, sort of hint, hint that this is what I want. And then they're going to see me and, you know, wife me up or whatever. No. But the other thing, because it's all too easy, you know, sometimes people turn around, as I said earlier on, and are like, oh, you know, everybody catches feelings for me. I just don't know what it is. They all want a relationship. It's like, boo hoo. And I know maybe some of you are listening might go, oh my God, like that sounds really harsh because she's talking about me. But honestly, like sitting there going, oh, like everybody falls for me. What a terrible problem to have. Because if we're really honest with ourselves in these situations, as I said, we're the common denominator. Why is each person falling for us? We might convince ourselves, well, it's just because I'm like ultra fabulous. But what are we saying or doing that might be implying, sometimes straight up telling the person that a relationship is a possibility? And then what are we doing and what are we saying that contradicts that? Because, oh my gosh, the amount of stories I've heard where the person who says, I don't want a relationship, you know, don't be getting feelings, you know, you are going to be cool with this. And then because they don't want to see themselves as somebody who is using somebody for sex, right, they start doing things that actually fall under the relationship thing. Like, why, if we wouldn't normally text or speak to each other very often, why is it that now that we've said that we will like sleep together occasionally or whatever, you know, friends with benefits, why are you taking me out to dinner? Why are you calling me now? Why are we texting all day long? Because all this is doing is sending signals to the other person that there is something more to this. And at the same time, then it's confusing. And then, oh my gosh, the amount of stories as well I hear where the person is saying various different things when they're spending time together, and they're relationshipy type things, right? And but because the person is using their get out of jail free card of, well, I said I wasn't looking for a relationship, and I said don't catch feelings, and I said I'm not looking for commitment, they will not own it. And so they say all this type of stuff when they're together, and then it's like, I don't remember saying that. Or, yeah, but even if I did turn around and say that, I told you that I don't want a relationship. No. There's often a sense of feeling betrayed in a casual relationship, because what can happen is we convince ourselves that we are cool with what is going on. We might feel as if we are cultivating this deeper connection. You know, we're becoming bezzy mates, besties, you know, we're tied, we talk about everything, and then they do something that knocks us flat. We can't believe that they have, yeah, betrayed us in that way. And it feels like a betrayal because we had started to imagine that this person at the very least cared about us, that they thought about us, that even if we're not in a relationship, that they were considerate of us. And this is something that is covered in Normal People. There is a betrayal in there, and it knocks their relationship. It knocks each of them individually. But I've, again, seen this happen many a time, is because it's like, okay, so we're sleeping together and yeah, it's a casual relationship, but that doesn't mean that you can treat me like some blow-up doll. That doesn't mean that I'm going to feel okay when I see you on Instagram parading somebody else, like at a wedding. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to feel funny when I see you out with one of my friends. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to feel funny when I see you flirting with somebody else, like on Facebook or wherever it might be. And these are all, by the way, very, very real examples. And we feel hurt and betrayed because it's like, oh my gosh, like this person just didn't even think of me. And I've gone along with this and acted like I'm cool. And now I feel utterly humiliated by this because I believed that we were getting closer. I believed that even if we were in this casual thing, like, you know, it's just me and them. And now they've gone and done this. I can't believe they think so little of me. But what really, really gets us is when we try to explain to the person that what they've done is a dodgy thing. And they're like, I don't think it is. I don't know what you're talking about. And then you're like, did you even give me a second thought? Like, did you even consider taking me to that thing? Or did it ever occur to you that I might feel funny about that? And they go, no. And it feels galling. It feels like such a rejection because, you know, having sex with somebody is not the same as emotional intimacy, but it is an intimate act, right? And we're there, you know, engaging in this and yeah, feeling, you know, this intensity with this person and feeling like, okay, well, in that moment, this person cares for me and this person's given all these impressions. And then we're out of sight, out of mind. Another thing as well is that sometimes part of the reason why the person feels that they can turn around and do this is because there's a secret element to things. It's like, oh, well, you know, if our friendship group knew about it, it would make things really awkward. Or look, I just don't think it's a good idea that we tell anybody about this. Let's just keep this between us. So now we start to feel like somebody's dirty little secret. And then we start to think, well, what's wrong with me? Like, why aren't they including me, or why are they treating me in that way? There is a rule of thumb for casual relationships that helps us to understand where we are at. If we can't be casual about the casual relationship, it's because it's not casual. So if the way that we're thinking about ourselves means that we're being really hard on us, it's not casual. If we actually have some relationship ideals, we've got some stuff going on behind the scenes, we've got some hidden motivations, it is not that casual. And the thing about us humans is we often do stuff with hidden agendas, and not because we're trying to be shady necessarily, but just because we have hidden intentions, you know, unconscious fears, hidden motivations. And sometimes they're so well hidden that we have no clue that we have hidden them. And the first time that we know of their existence is when things blow up and we feel resentful, we feel betrayed, we feel hurt by, for instance, this person who we've been in a casual setup with, turning around and going, oh yeah, do you know what? Actually, we can't see each other anymore because I started going out with somebody else. And we're like, what? Was I not even in the running for this? Because again, we convince ourselves that we're cool with something, but actually we're not. And if we can't handle the emotional consequences of being sexually involved with somebody, if we do recognize that even with the best of intentions, things get muddy and confused and we tend to be hard on us afterwards, or we tend to be like, oh, well, maybe something could happen here between us. We need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. We need to recognize that actually a casual setup is maybe not the thing for us. If we can't be casual about a casual relationship, it is not casual. We also need to check in with us about why we are casual, about who we are and what we need, expect, desire, think, and feel. Because what really the fallout from casual relationships forces us to do is to acknowledge that we have greater needs, greater desires than we've been willing to give ourselves credit for. And that if we actually want the things that we are trying to sort of go around the houses and get through a casual relationship, and we want those in a loving, caring, trusting, and respectful way, we can't be casual about who we are. We can't be casual about our boundaries. We can't be casual about how we feel and who we want to be in the future. And actually, when we recognize that something that we thought was okay, something that we thought was going to work, isn't, that we can't be casual about that either. That we do actually have to turn around and say, look, I know I said that I was cool with this, but I'm not. And so I'm out. And I want to add here, because it's a casual relationship, it's oh so easy to argue that we don't have rights, or I can't say I'm upset about this, or I don't have to deal with that certain thing, or whatever it might be. But as I've said before, when I talked about like when, you know, people take advantage and whichever else, yes, we each have a responsibility for ourselves. But if we are in a situation where we recognize that we are benefiting from somebody's lack of self-esteem, lack of awareness, whatever it might be, whatever we want to call it, if we realize that the reason why this person has agreed, for instance, to be in a casual relationship with us is because of their feelings for us that they're trying to hide, because of them being in a bad place, you know, about something else, we have a duty of care. We have a responsibility to make the emotionally responsible decision and opt out, to not even ask the person to participate in that in the first place. If we're in a casual setup and we realize that that person is not being casual about things and they're putting themselves for a whole load of emotional torture, we need to do the right thing for them and for us as well. Because if we have a level of a conscience, even if we don't feel bad about it now, we will feel bad about it at some point, because we will realize that we're doing things that are not in sync with who we actually are, our values, our character, and who we want to be in the future. If we manage to become or stay friends with someone we've shared a casual relationship with, it'll be because we forged a genuine friendship, so a mutual relationship between friends, or it's because we have held on to a level of so-called friendship but we've done so based on a dishonesty, and it's to I guess again make whatever has been going on palatable. And of course only we know the level of that friendship. It takes real honesty, real conversation, real acknowledgement of what has gone on, because otherwise, if there isn't that honesty, if there isn't that genuine friendship, what's actually going on is that it's being called friendship so that on some level we can continue to try to get that person's acknowledgement, recognition, approval in some way. So we're actually still auditioning in another guise. It's like, let me hold on to this friendship so that you can hopefully eventually feel bad about how you treated me at times and finally give me that acknowledgement that I need. At the end of the day, the purpose of our relationships is to help us to heal, grow, and learn. And in these casual relationships where we wind up in pain, where there's confusion and hurt and resentment and breakdowns and betrayal and all the rest, we do indeed learn a hell of a lot about ourselves. It is so easy in these situations to look at things in terms of like, well, that person's the villain, you know, I'm the victim or whichever else. But actually, if we look beyond that and recognize that actually what can happen is that you have two people who in their own woundedness, in their own personal struggles, in their ideas of who they are or who they're not, come together and try to validate or avoid some of those things that they understand about themselves. They are respectively dealing with, as I said, their own struggles, and that manifests itself within the casual relationship. And so each person will come out with different lessons personal to their experience. My hope for anybody who has found themselves in a casual relationship, whether it's the first time round or this is, you know, another ride around the rodeo, is that you will get in tune with who you are and what you feel and what you think, that this experience will reflect things to you that help you to take better care of you. And in that way, a casual relationship, even though we don't necessarily recognize it at the time, can do us a massive favor because we actually learn to take ourselves seriously. We finally address whatever it is in our past that contributed to why we may have been okay with settling for less than what we need, desire, and deserve. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time, and take care of you. If you would like to say hi, or you have a quick question, or you would like to let me know what you thought of an episode, the best place to get a hold of me is on Instagram, @natlue. That's N-A-T-L-U-E. You can also reach me by email, that's podcast@baggagereclaim.com, and I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. And links to all of these will be in the show notes at baggagereclaim.co.uk/183. Did you know that aside from the podcast, there's also a blog which features over 1,600 posts? It covers a broad range of topics, including emotional unavailability, how to recognize healthy relationships from unhealthy ones, as well as how to live and love with more self-esteem. Head on over to baggagereclaim.co.uk or .com. You can also find a list of all episodes so far at baggagereclaim.co.uk/podcast, where you will also find information about how to subscribe, are you not subscribed yet, as well as how to rate and review the show. Rating the Baggage Reclaim sessions on Apple Podcasts is really good at helping the show to grow and catch more eyes.